Hello and welcome to Up to Date from WVIA. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to get you up to date at your own pace with what we're doing at WVIA News. Today, the president of Commonwealth University is stepping down. And we have an update on the arson attack at the Pennsylvania governor's residence. It's Wednesday, April 30th. Let's get into it. First, another university story to start us off. Wilkes University's football team rallied their fellow students to join a national registry of potential bone marrow donors. The National Marrow Donor Program, or NMDP, says college drives like this help to bolster the younger end of the registry. Donors stay on the registry until they're 61. WVIA's Lydia McFarlane reports from Wilkes' campus.
Bone marrow matches are very rare, but can potentially save someone's life. James Snee credits one with saving his life. He had leukemia and a bone marrow transplant more than 20 years ago. His donor remains anonymous.
My kids exist in part because of him. We had the kids post-transplant, so I wouldn't have been around to father those twins.
Snee lives in Lackawanna County and volunteers locally with NMDP. Most Wilkes players joined the registry, like sophomore and quarterback Anthony Torres.
Hey, we all deserve to live.
Associate head coach Chris Bantel says community service is part of the team's role on campus.
We expose them to some of these opportunities where, all right, you're able to better your community. Like, don't just be a member of it, be a leader in your community.
The football team also encouraged other students to join the registry. They flagged down Wilkes student Kaylin Zielinski.
If my bone marrow can help anybody, I'm more than willing to give it up. What do I need it all for?
The registry takes about 5 minutes to join. There's a cheek swab and some paperwork. In Wilkes-Barre, I'm Lydia McFarlane, WVIA News.
Thanks, Lydia, for that story. And now for that Commonwealth University news. President Bashar Hanna announced on Tuesday he will step down effective July 31st. In February, faculty overwhelmingly expressed a lack of confidence in him. He'll become Vice Chancellor for Strategic Initiatives for Pennsylvania's State System of Higher Education. Hanna's departure follows controversy over a $3.9 million federal verdict last summer against Hanna, the university, and other officials. You can find more of this story at WVIA.org. More up to date after this break.
Hi, I'm Sarah Hofius Hall. WVIA News brings you the best information we can find, telling the stories that impact you the most. Head to WVIA.org to read and hear how we report to you.
Welcome back. Now we have a small update on the arson attack on the governor's residence in Harrisburg. Dauphin County officials say a 911 dispatcher mishandled a call the morning of that fire. Karen Hendricks explains for WVIA.
The call from the suspected firebomber came in within an hour of the fire early Sunday morning, April 13th. The caller identified himself as Cody Ballmer, named Governor Josh Shapiro, and mentioned Shapiro had a banquet hall to clean up and said he would confess to everything he had done. The full audio of the call reveals the dispatcher did not ask Ballmer any follow-up questions as Ballmer continued talking for over a minute before seeming to hang up. Dauphin County officials agree the dispatcher did not escalate the call in accordance with county policy. Chief Clerk Eric Hagerty said the county is taking the mistake seriously and that it's being addressed internally. Ballmer was taken into custody more than 12 hours after the call and only after he repeatedly attempted to surrender to police.
That was Karen Hendricks with that story. All right, I hope you're feeling up to date for the day. You can find more stories at WVIA.org or on the WVIA mobile app. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for hanging out today. Now, if you want to stay in the know, remember to subscribe and listen every weekday at WBIA.org or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. And if you just can't get enough or you want to read your news after you listen, you can sign up for the WBIA News Notes newsletter. You'll get all the local stories you should know about delivered every Tuesday and Friday morning. Enjoy this last day of April. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.